enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
It sure is. And today we're doing hummus and substitutions for making hummus.
Yeah, and that's because we've discovered when we're making hummus, sometimes we don't have everything we need. So we've improvised, and we thought we'd just share those little secrets with you. Ah, but they're probably not secrets. I'm sure you can Google it and find all sorts of different ideas of what to do with beans and making different bean dips. But we are going to share ours and what we've discovered.
Well, and I did a group recently, locally, with one of the prenatal classes, and we had all the ingredients out, and we had the food processor. It was a Vitamix-type blender, and we made hummus from scratch, and Rob makes it quite often from scratch at home, too, in our food processor here, so you can use a blender or food processor.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy.
And yeah, part of the whole exercise of making hummus was to show the value compared to buying pre-made hummus at the deli.
Yeah. Yeah. It blew me away the first time I made it. It's like, holy, like there's just, you get so much out of one can of beans, which doesn't cost very much. And you get like at least twice as much hummus, like the final product.
More than twice, I think.
Probably more than twice. Yeah.
Depending on the deli package that you get. And it's customizable. Like you can make it to your own taste with like chili or paprika or different things in the ingredients. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I add different things every time I make it because you're like, okay, so what's in it? And I'm like, well, it depends. It depends what's in the fridge and how I feel and what's available. And
well, you made it with peanut butter yesterday. And after you made it, I said, oh, we did. I bought tahini. We have sesame seed butter here. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter, though, because that's one of the great substitutions. I think a lot of people don't typically have tahini sesame seed paste in their pantry. And so most people have peanut butter.
Exactly. I did notice the difference, though. I put sesame seed oil in it, thinking that would
give it
that flavor, which it did, but it doesn't taste quite the same as tahini, but it's still really good. So if you don't have tahini, peanut butter totally works.
Okay, so maybe we should talk about the foundational items in hummus.
Yeah, like what's in traditional hummus, you mean?
Yeah, and part of the reason we're doing this is because we do promote people to eat half a cup of beans a day. It's a kind of one of those staples for longevity and to help get more beans in your diet. And chickpeas is the staple in hummus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beans are so good for you. So this is a really easy, because beans are, it's a hard thing to cook with. It's a hard thing to incorporate. But having a hummus dip, a bean dip, just kind of in your fridge, because it'll last for, probably the better part of a week.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly.
Having that, you can use it, with your lunch, with your dinner as a snack,
on a spread for burgers.
So many different ways.
Yeah, with veggie sticks or with pita, with crackers, with bread, exactly. All right, so hummus is typically chickpeas or garbanzo beans with tahini, which is sesame seed paste, and then garlic, olive oil, lemon juice or lime.
Right. And there's probably some spices in there too, right?
Well, a little bit of salt and pepper to taste and cumin.
Yeah. And what like the way I make it too. Well, this is traditional we're talking, but once you start experimenting, whatever you think might be good in there, just give it a try.
Yeah. So like substitutions, the base would be, if you don't have chickpeas, you can use white beans or cannellini beans.
I'm going to try like other beans too. It wouldn't be hummus per se. It would be more of a bean dip.
Right. Yeah. Like black beans or pinto beans.
Yeah. Like pinto beans are what they use for refried beans, which is that same kind of consistency. I'm sure all beans break down to that kind of like pasty,
creamy almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you could make a cool sort of bean dip obviously wouldn't look like hummus if it's black or dark brown, but...
Oh, I can't wait to taste that. That sounds so good.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Well, it is funny because we do record at different times every week, and it is like happy hour kind of time, like afternoon, late afternoon, and we are going to have your homemade hummus after this with a charcuterie board of different things, like with carrots and celery and Triscuit crackers and sourdough with the olive oil and balsamic vinegar.
Oh, dip. That's a good one too.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. Let's get back to this. So the base could be chickpeas or white beans. The paste or like the tahini could be peanut butter, as I mentioned.
Yeah, for sure. Any kind of butter, really. I mean, almond butter, I'm sure would work. Any kind of nut butter, right? Or seed. Are there other seed butters besides?
Yeah, there's sunflower seed butter and there's pumpkin seed butter. And then the nut butters like cashew butter, almond butter.
Right. So there's lots of different spreads you can use. But like we said, peanut butter is probably something most people are going to have on hand, and that totally works.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're actually, in some of the recipes, they've got sour cream added or plain yogurt.
I did that the very first time I made it to make it creamier. Because when I first, I didn't really know. I was just kind of winging it. I didn't really, I'll look at a recipe just to kind of see what's in it, but not follow the recipe, like with all the measuring cups and all that, because that's just tedious in my opinion. So I thought, okay, so there's chickpeas, there's some, what's that stuff we just hit?
Tahini,
and some spices and some oil and some lime and stuff. And so I put all, you know, some of that stuff in, and it was really kind of dry, and I thought it needs to be like creamier. Maybe I'll throw some plain yogurt in it. And I did that. And so two things I learned, well, that worked for one. But the other thing I learned is that if you just let it like spin longer in the food processor, it'll break down more and get more creamy.
Right.
I learned that when I was making peanut butter from peanuts.
I was going to say, I remember that experiment.
Yeah, you need to leave it in for a long time, and it'll eventually get creamy. But you can also add, you know, sour cream or the plain yogurt. That works. It does make it creamier.
Yeah, that's good. And then lime or lemon. So if you don't have a lime or a lemon, just use lemon juice. Most people have lemon juice in their fridge or lime juice. So either one of those is good. And just like you did last night, sesame oil. But the main recipe is usually with olive oil. But you use the sesame oil for that sesame taste because you use peanut butter instead of the tahini. So
yeah,
that's one thing too.
It's just a substitution for the flavor, but olive oil is really nice. It has a nice flavor, and it adds a little bit of moisture to it too, which helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Smooth.
And the other is garlic. So you can use fresh garlic cloves or the puree garlic that you buy already made, about a tablespoon, depending on your taste. Like if you like it really garlicky, you can add more of that.
Exactly. And that's one of those things that, yeah, like Sandra said, just try it, and if, you know, spin it a bit and then taste it. And if it needs more garlic, throw another tablespoon of garlic in. And
yeah, most recipes have 2 cloves of garlic if you're doing fresh.
I never use 2. I always use like 5. I love garlic. I use tons.
Yes, you do. And you have no vampires around you.
None. No. So let's talk about some ways that you can use hummus or whatever bean dip you've made, whatever we're going to call it, hummus or hummus substitutes.
Yeah, there was, I've got the Looney Spoons cookbooks. They're hilarious. They're from Janet and Greta Podleski, and they're quite funny. I've been using these for years, and they have some ideas for different bean dips and bean spreads. So one of their books, it's like Bean There Dunked That is their recipe for, it was actually white kidney beans, cannellini beans, drained and rinsed. And they have 1/4 cup of low fat sour cream with 3 tablespoons of lemon juice and 2 cloves of garlic minced. And then 1 tablespoon of tahini, that's the sesame seed paste, 1/2 teaspoon of honey, and a quarter teaspoon of coriander and salt and pepper.
Oh, that'd be good. A little sweeter, I guess, with the honey, hey?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. Different. And then another one in their other book, their sequel, which was the Crazy Plates, Bye Bye Burger. So it's a chickpea spread for the burger. So it gives the burger a distinctive taste that isn't just the standard ketchup and mustard and relish. So it's a chickpea spread that's got chickpeas, a can of chickpeas, sour cream, or plain yogurt. We usually use plain yogurt in place of sour cream, especially the Greek yogurt because it's the thicker one.
Yeah.
And then with this one, they have fresh coriander.
That'd be good too.
An onion, 2 tablespoons of minced onion.
Yeah.
And 2 cloves of garlic, 2 teaspoons of lemon or lime juice, 1 teaspoon of sugar, brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, and 3/4 teaspoon of coriander.
I'll have to try those and see what the different flavors are.
Yeah. So different, like to use onion instead of garlic is different for sure. I mean, they've got both actually, but.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like a natural combination, you know, onion and garlic or onion instead of garlic.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are all different ways and you're actually adding a little bit more fiber with a dip, which is, you know, if you're just using ranch dip for a dressing or if you're adding ketchup, you're not getting fiber, you're not getting protein. That's the benefit of using like hummus.
Oh, for sure.
Or chickpea spread. Yeah.
And it's nice when you make it yourself. I want to get back to how to use it too, but since you're talking about this, it is nice when you make it yourself because then you know what's in it and you appreciate it. Like we were talking about the other day on the hunger scale, I think, appreciating the whole process of eating and the preparation of the food and the ingredients and all that. Making it yourself, it literally takes like 5 minutes. It's so fast. And then you've got this amazing dip that you made and then, yeah, you can use it with, what did we say? Crackers, chips, if you want, you know, some tortilla chips.
Or yeah. Pita bread or.
I used to put them in the air before our daughter stole our air fryer. that was one of my favorite things to do is take a tortilla, just a whole wheat tortilla, like you make wraps with, cut it into squares, like little chip sized squares, put it in the air fryer for like 3 minutes and it made perfect, like whole wheat chips. It was great. And we use that for our whatever dip we made.
Oh yeah. The tzatziki or hummus.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
And I spread it on my toast today at lunch. I put, I had some sourdough that I made toast and spread some hummus on it.
Yummy.
Yeah.
So works. Good. Yeah. And then, yeah, it's such a great way to get beans in the diet.
Exactly. And then obviously all your vegetables, you know, it works with all your celery sticks and carrot sticks and cucumber and
peas.
Oh, peppers and whatever hard vegetable you can cut and dip it in the hummus. It's delicious. The other thing I'll mention too, when I made hummus one other time, well, I usually try to make it spicy, but that's another thing. If you like spice, go wild with the hummus. You can add like sriracha or some kind of chili pepper paste spice, you know, whatever you have. Throw it in there because it's really good when it's spicy. So yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, so yummy. I'm ready to go taste that hummus you made last night.
All right. Well, I guess that's it then. We're going to go eat. So if you want more information on anything we've been talking about, we've got so much stuff on our website now. It's quite the resource of information. So if you haven't been there or if you haven't been there in a while, go check it out. There's a great blog with all sorts of stuff there. And we've also got our newsletter you can sign up for. There's a join button on the bottom of each page. So do that. That's our weekly newsletter. We do a bit of an update on what we've done, what's coming up, a few extra things as well. So you can check that out. You can also find us on social media. We're on YouTube, which is a great place to listen to the podcast. If you're a YouTuber, you can find us there. Also on Instagram and Facebook. Love hearing comments on any of those platforms. If you feel like reaching out to us with questions, comments, anything like that, give us a like when you're there. It really helps. And also, if you can rate and review the show wherever you listen, that is also super helpful as well. If you want to share it with a friend, that helps too. If you have any other questions, feel free to email us at mywifetherd@gmail.com. Questions for the show, ideas, just comments, anything like that. As we get quite a few listener questions, so feel free to reach out if you have a question, something you want us to talk about on the show. We're happy to do that. So that is it for this week. We will be back next Monday with another full episode. So in the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode. Thank you.